From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles today. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said 3 of the missiles landed in Japan's exclusive economic zone. He also said the ballistic missiles fired this time show clearly that North Korea has become a new kind of threat. This comes as joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea have gotten underway in the area. VOA asked Tufts University Korea expert Sung Yoon Lee if the missile launches had anything to do with the military exercises.
North Korea is expressing its umbrage at U.S.-South Korea combined military exercises that have been going on since the late 70s. Of course, North Korea wants to make a point of that and complain and try to get its 2 adversaries to cancel those annual exercises. But the truth is, North Korea seeks many, multiple objectives with this latest missiles barrage.
The U.S. State Department condemned the launches, saying that they violate the U.N. Security Council prohibition of North Korea using ballistic technology. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on immigration today. This after federal appeals court blocked his earlier order. News reports say Iraq would no longer be part of the list of Muslim-majority countries affected by a temporary ban on immigration and resettlement of refugees. Mr. Trump's original order, signed January 27th, covered not only Iraq, but Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.